Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
I was up way later than I should have been last night. I was watching Gone with the Wind on Turner Classic Movie. You know, it's funny. My wife had it on at first, and I walked in the room, and it was early on in the movie. And it dawned on me at one point, I go, you know what? I'm not seeing any commercials on this. It's just on and rolling. And then I remember, Turner Classic Movies, they don't break up their movies with commercials. You'll see them in between movies. But so we're sitting there watching it, and it also dawned on me, I mean, I had seen the movie before, but there were whole chunks of it that I don't recall seeing. I'm sitting there going, I don't remember this. I don't remember this. I never saw this part before. So it's a 4-hour movie. And I may have even seen it in... No, I didn't see it in theaters, because sometimes, you know, they'll re-release movies and put them out in theaters. So it was only on television that I've seen it during my life. But I don't know, maybe in my younger years, 4 hours, there was no way I was going to see the whole thing. I don't know. But anyway, finally watched it last night, the entire thing. And it is just, you want to talk about an epic. It truly is. Gone with the Wind, I don't know that that movie would be made today. I really don't. It's, I mean, in this hypersensitive, politically correct age we live, first of all, anyway, there's certain stuff, you know, between the racial sensitivities and everything else. There's just no way they wouldn't do it. And it's, I also found it funny that the most famous line from that movie, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn, is saved for the very end of the movie. That's the end of, just about the end of the flick right there, you know. So it was quite good fun. But as I said, 4 hours, I got to bed way later than I should have. And I was also laughing like a lunatic, because the scene where Scarlett pulls the curtains off the window to make a dress for herself, all I could think of was the classic Carol Burnett sketch where she comes down the steps as Scarlett with the curtain rod still on her shoulders. One of the funniest scenes in TV history. But Gone with the Wind, what an epic. It truly, I said to my wife while we were watching, I go, can you imagine how excited audiences were in 1939, was it 1939, 1940, whatever, when they, I guess it would have been 1939, when they went to the movies, and that was when going to the movies was an event. I mean, you dressed up, and, you know, it was, and they sat there, and to watch these scenes, even now, some of the scenes, we're talking early to mid 20th century technology. And it was like, wow, that was heavy duty, man. I mean, the horses with the battle scenes and the burning barn and everything else. I go, the fact that they could do that like that then, it'd still be so riveting now, was quite incredible. Gone with the Wind. What a flick. I highly recommend, if you've never seen it, cut yourself out 4 hours and and sit down and watch it. You will be glad you did.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.